HendersonAuctions.com. Super fast auction business. License number AB-459.
The fastest growing conservative talk show in the South is now on 5 days a week on WGSO 990.
That's right. American Ground Radio has moved from Saturdays to Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 p.m.
American Ground Radio is based out of Louisiana and is grounded in the ideas that founded our country.
American Ground Radio is a show for everyone who believes there is greatness within each of us.
So tune in Monday through Friday starting at 8 p.m.
on the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO 990. AM.
Now, everything old is new again. America's entertainment pop culture talk show.
If you relate to these clips playing in the background, you will relate to Everything Old is New Again right here on WGSO. Hi, this is Douglas Viviani of Everything Old is New Again. Join us for the fun on Saturday mornings at 8 right here on the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO.
Go ahead. The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
I have a lot of things I want to get off my chest.
We just gotta do what we do. We play like we play. We be us. We be special. We smell greatness. We finish strong. Yes, from the top.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
I got something to say.
Welcome to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. No subjects are off limits, so call in with your comments and questions to 504-556-9696. And now, here are the hosts of the Something to Say radio show, BJ Rust with Rudy Cicchini.
All right, welcome to the Monday night edition of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. And of course, we're on the Mixler app as well. If you haven't downloaded that, make sure you do so. It's available on Android and Apple, so get it. Rude, you have a good weekend?
Yeah, man. It all came together. I was really wishing I had a little bit of gator, though, you know. I was really wanting some gator to have as an appetizer, you know. But watched some football and Steelers
crying game.
No, didn't have time, but was going over some of the important parts, you know.
Yeah,
but Steelers got a win and Saints got a win, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was a good weekend. I think you actually watched more football than I did. So when we talk about the preseason week, you got a better handle on it than I do, I think. But we'll talk about that a little bit later in the show. But it was a good weekend. I finally felt Saturday morning when I woke up, I actually started feeling somewhat normal, or I guess as normal as I am or I can be. Still got a little bit of a headache, but other than that, feeling a lot better from the great COVID variant. I guess it's it's NE5 or something like that, N5 or something, but whatever.
Or the Gator variant.
The Gator, it could very well be. I think it started on the Gulf Coast, so
yeah,
it might be the Gator variant. But hung out, watched some football, watched a little bit of Team USA basketball. I guess that was last night. And just chilled, stayed around. It's just too damn hot to go outside, and at least in New Orleans right now. I think you guys are sitting pretty at this point, but we're still in excessive heat warnings and all that, you know, anywhere from 115 to 120. So it was a stay inside type of a weekend. I didn't even, I usually at least grill at least once over the weekend. I didn't even bother with it, man.
Yeah, I don't blame you. It's miserable down there. Every time you go outside, you basically need to take another shower.
Mm-hmm. I had to the other day whenever I came home from work Friday. I had to take the dog out and take him around the block, and I got back inside, and I'm like, I'm just going to take a shower because I had sweat through my clothes just from that little bit. But yeah, I don't know. We'll see. Hopefully, well, I think Wednesday it's supposed to cool off a little bit. And by cool off, I mean it'll be, instead of over 100 before the humidity, it'll be like 95. So,
yeah.
But you got school starting this week, don't you?
Yep. Starts on Wednesday. So, back at that. And, yeah. It's been raining quite a bit up here, hanging around in the mid to upper 80s, you know, so I'll take that with this crazy weather patterns we're getting now and in the world, United States, whatever you want to say. But it's crazy stuff going on, man. Like the wildfires in Maui, man, that's insane that you would think. How that started and how it got so severe so fast. It's crazy.
Well, and I saw this morning that I guess that was Thursday whenever I first saw it on the news. And at that point, there was six people that announced were had passed. But to this morning, it was like 95, and there's still over 1,000 people that are unaccounted for. And I guess part of the deal was because there's a hurricane out there nearby or something. I guess that had something to do with how fast that it spread, because the wind was like 85 miles an hour or something like that. And spread it pretty rapidly. But yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, it is. 'Cause you'd think on like a tropical island, you know, you'd think, you know, you get a lot of rain a lot of the time. So it's not like, you know, stuff was like brittle dry there for a fire to start. You know, I mean, stuff should, like I said, the way it rains, it's crazy that it just took off like that.
Yeah. Yeah. It was pretty wild and, you know, sad too, that all those people have lost their homes and things like that. You know, I know mm-hmm. what it's like, you know. Well, I don't personally know what it's like to lose everything, but you know, I know what it's like to go through hurricanes and natural disasters and things like that. And I don't wish that upon anybody. It's no good, man. No good at all. So hopefully those folks can bounce back and get everything squared away. I did watch something. I watched a couple of things that were pretty interesting over the weekend, though, other than sports. I watched a documentary on Netflix called Fear City, which I think you would really like. It's a three-part series about the five crime mafia crime families in New York and like how, what the FBI had to do to basically catch them and get them all, you know, and get them convicted. It was pretty wild.
Yeah, that does sound pretty cool.
I watched that but that I really recommend. That was really good. And the nice thing is the three parts are like 45 minutes. So it's not, you know, you're not getting wrapped up in a 6-hour deal.
Mm-hmm.
And then I watched last night that was on ESPN, the SEC network. It was called Saturdays in the South, and it was like the history of the SEC, or at least SEC football. It was pretty good too.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool considering what college football is tearing these divisions up. And I mean, there was a proposal that Cal and Stanford you really can't get much more West Coast than that, wanting to join the ACC, which is on the East Coast.
Right.
You know, it's in what Oregon, I know, and I think another team, was it Washington joining the Big Ten?
Mm-hmm.
It's just crazy, man. I mean, you know, it worked all those years, you know, and then all of a sudden now nothing, whether it's nothing works anymore, it seems like, you know, with if it's sports or culture or whatever. I mean, it's just got to be changed, because that's what we're doing. We're just constantly changing stuff, anything and everything, you know. It's weird.
You know, and teams like that, and I mean, I guess if they join the ACC, it'd be one thing. But, you know, the first thing I think about is like how Mizzou wasn't satisfied being, well, they were in the Big 12, weren't they?
Mm-hmm.
And they had to join the SEC. Well, I mean, I get, like, I'm sure they're making more money being part of the SEC, but as far as relevancy, it's not really the case. Like, it's going to be a while before they're competing with the Alabamas and the LSUs and the Tennessees and the Georgias. And, you know, it's just, I don't see how that helps you in the long run, especially with recruiting and things like that. Like, why would you want to go, if you're a kid, why do you want to go to Mizzou and get your brains beat in by these powerhouse SEC teams?
Yeah, it's hard to explain, because, you know, all these top teams, like, you know, your LSUs, your Tennessees, Georgia, Alabama, whatnot, they're the ones raking in all these, you know, top recruits, man, because, you know, they're the powerhouses. And, you know, I think something should be able to be done about that than having to switch all this stuff up, you know, geographically, and just making things bananas and not making sense, right? You know, but it is what it is, man. You know, I guess money's not really supposed to talk in college, but I guarantee it is.
Especially with the NILs now.
It definitely
is. That's 100% for sure. So,
mm-hmm.
All right. Well, let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk some Saints whenever we come back. And we got the rest of the NFL preseason week one to talk about. And then we got a little bit of baseball and a little bit of everything for before we get out of here, too. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street, and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
When severe weather causes telecom network outages, the FCC recommends that you call 911 only when necessary and limit non-emergency calls. Avoid repetitive redialing to minimize network congestion. Try texting if a call doesn't go through. Conserve cell phone power and turn off your phone when not in use. If evacuated, forward landline calls to your cell phone and use your outgoing message to update your status. For more info, go to fcc.gov/emergency.
A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it.
Why buy new when you can renew? Check out Piazza's Top Gun Coatings at Harahan, Louisiana. They can take that tired old patio furniture, railings, rims, and almost anything made of metal and make it look new again. They do powder and ceramic coating and dustless media blasting to clean it. Please visit Piazza's Top Gun Coatings website at topguncoatings.net or call them at 504-667-3626.
New Orleans, are you ready to have a conversation? Well, if you are, Ron Richardson is here to tell you that you should tune into my show, Conversations with Ron Richardson, every Saturday morning from 11 a.m. until 12 noon here on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com, where we discuss mental health, disability, and everyday life. Tune in to Conversations with Ron Richardson every Saturday morning from 11 a.m. until 12 noon here on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM. So big win for the Saints yesterday. I know it's preseason, but you know, that's something that I hate hearing. You know, granted, if you lose, it's always easy to say, well, it's just the preseason. But I hate that, you know, oh, it doesn't mean anything. It's just preseason. You know, these guys are still going out and competing. Nobody, you know, nobody goes out and plays a game. At least I never did that. I didn't want to win. Mm-hmm. You know, even back whenever we were playing sandlot baseball, like we always wanted to win, right?
Yeah.
You know,
definitely. You always wanted to hit it as hard as you can when you came up, you know?
Right. Like you don't, I don't know of any person that, especially that makes it to, you know, that kind of level, that's not ultra competitive and wanted to go out and wants to go out and compete and do their best. So yeah, do the stats count? No, they don't. Do the wins and losses really matter? No, but they're still competing. So, and you know, it's not like anybody's just going out there to go out there. So I just don't like, can't stand when people say that stuff, but anyways, I digress. It was a little bit of a shocking victory, all things considered, for the Saints after they had been up 17-0. And really, I mean, that's the part that I guess you could say is that, you know, the second half, it's not the true Chiefs versus the true Saints. But when the ones were out there, the Saints looked really good against the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
Derek Carr, I thought, had a great game and did exactly what he needed to do. And I know it was one series, but dare I say it looked a lot closer to Drew Brees than it did Andy Dalton, I'll put it that way.
Yeah.
I think there was a lot of things that looked good in that drive. Alvin Kamara looked good. Michael Thomas had a catch. Juwan Johnson, who I think Juwan Johnson's going to be, granted, he had a good year last year. He had 6 touchdowns, but I think he's going to really come into his own also and be, I think he'll be a top 10 tight end this year.
Yeah, he can. I mean, he's getting the feeds. He's getting fed that ball, man. He should be able to capitalize on it.
And even Jimmy Graham had a catch yesterday. But A.T. Perry ended up having 6 catches for 70 yards and 6 catches on 6 targets, which is great. And from what I understood, too, he was a big part of their game plan for the week because, you know, he'd kind of had an up and down camp so far. And they wanted to see what they got, you know, what they had with him. And from what I saw, he looked really good. The defense, the first string defense, I thought was looking good. They had held the Chiefs on their first drive whenever it was fourth and inches and stuffed it, which was kind of a silly play that the Chiefs tried to run, but whatever. But overall, I was pleased with the Saints. I thought it, you know, the things that they needed to do well, they did well in it. You know, they had probably more penalties than they should have, but that's kind of kind of goes with the territory in the preseason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I thought they looked good. I was impressed with how good the Superdome looked with fans in there, and which is mm-hmm. there's fans in there all the time. But it was just fun to watch for me since I was just down in New Orleans and got to go to a training camp. It was cool to see the players, you know, some of the players that I got autographs from and whatnot. So it was pretty awesome to watch, man. And, you know, I think they're going to have a good season, man. If, you know, if they could keep the ship straight and Carr, I mean, they'll go as far as Carr wants to take them, man. So,
yeah, I agree with you. And speaking of the fans, I was a little surprised with this. They were 96% to capacity yesterday. I had attendance over 70,000. So it was 70,028. So that's pretty good for a preseason game.
Yeah. It's a lot of money.
Yes, it is. And the Superdome looks good too with the new renovations they've done. But Jameis Winston came in. I think he played until halftime, maybe. And he was 11 for 13, which is good. That threw a touchdown. But there was also some times where he looked like Jameis, where he wasn't making those quick decisions, you know. And then there was a lot of hype going into that game too with Jake Haener, you know, could possibly end up being the backup instead of being the number three quarterback. But he had his struggles too. He ended up the game with 10 for 17, had a touchdown and an interception, but you know, I think he's got some growing to do for sure. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's quite ready to take over the number two spot. But all in all, great game. Only negative thing about the game really was that Kendra Miller left the game with a sprained knee. And apparently it's nothing serious. So that's good. And he's not expected to miss extensive time. So that's what you want. You want to get through the preseason with no injuries and be ready to go week one. So, all right, let's take a break. We'll get some news and we'll come back and we'll talk about the rest of the NFL. So don't go anywhere. We'll be ready.
There goes my hero. He's ordinary. Don't the best of them read it out, while the rest of them peter out. Truth or consequence, say it aloud. Use that evidence.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Hey, this is Christian Garrick. I'm excited about my new show on WGSO 990 AM, Monday through Friday, noon to 2 p.m. There are a lot of things going on in this country and in this city that are concerning. I'm your voice. You might be afraid to speak out for fear of cancel culture or losing your job. Christian Garrick Show on WGSO is your platform. Noon to 2, weekdays, right here on 990 AM WGSO.
Don't miss Herd's Louisiana Live from 4 to 5, Monday through Friday.
While Hurt exposes and explains state government's daily shenanigans, exposes our excess taxes, and explains how we can get to real community safety. Hurt will challenge your legislators to repeal taxes and grow Louisiana. Repeal and grow is
Louisiana Radio Network News. I'm Kevin Gallagher. The state's burn ban remains in effect due to the dry conditions and excessive heat. Brooke Thorington has more on the huge wildfire in Mount Hermon.
An arrest was made Saturday for the massive fire that consumed almost 200 acres of timber in Washington Parish Friday. Ag Commissioner Mike Strain says an independence man faces allegations of fire raising, criminal negligence, and violating the statewide burn ban.
Total loss between $350,000 and $400,000 estimated losses. Start off from a campfire.
He says if you violate the burn ban or commit arson and there are damages,
if you are responsible, then you will have to pay restitution for the damages that were caused.
I'm Brooke Thorington.
Meanwhile, Governor John Bel Edwards has declared a state of emergency due to the excessive heat. The move will free up more state resources that can be used to combat heat-related emergencies. Since early June, there have been 16 heat-related deaths statewide. The yearly average is about 10. This is news from LRN.
Have you lost Louisiana Medicaid? At healthcare.gov, you can find a low-cost, quality health plan.
Do plans cover doctor visits?
What about emergency care?
And prescriptions?
All covered and more. Plus, with the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Medicaid members, keep your address and phone number up to date to make sure you receive important information about your health insurance and you don't risk losing your coverage. If you get a letter from Louisiana Medicaid, follow the directions and respond to it as soon as possible. For questions or to update your info, call the number on your insurance card or visit healthy.la.gov. That's healthy.la.gov. Remember, keep your contact information up to date and respond to Medicaid letters so you don't lose your health care coverage.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift-wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
Tune in to Chew on This, Saturdays at noon on WGSO. Tell us what you're cooking or ask us how to cook it with Don Clement and Patty B. We'll share recipes, cooking techniques, everything from sous vide to grilling. Got a favorite kitchen gadget? Let us know about it. Your grandma's secret sauce? Now we're talking. Tips from home cooks for gourmet cooking at your home. Join Don Clement and Patty B for Chew on This, Saturdays at noon on WGSO.
Come on to my house.
Hello, this is Jack Clegg. A while back, I hosted the NFL show. Remember? We'd take a knee for no one. I've returned to WGSO to host shows on Tuesday and Thursday nights from 7 to 8 p.m. Tuesday evenings, we will focus on the causes, consequences, and solutions to the international, national, and local political mess that has developed since 2020. Thursday's show will be happier. It's a golf show discussing the current state of the game we love in Louisiana and on the Gulf Coast. Please tune in and share your thoughts.
Hey, thanks for sticking around for more of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM. Like we were saying earlier, man, watched a lot of football this weekend. You watched more than me, so you're going to have a better idea of what was going on, because I think you pretty much camped out and watched all day long on Saturday, didn't you?
Yeah, I was switching between games, whatnot.
So, what impressed you the most this weekend?
Well, I liked what the Steelers done. Obviously, Saints looked good. You know, I was commenting to you on how good the Bears looked too. They played pretty good. I think they're going to be a team to watch. I was happy to see the Lions. They looked pretty good. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was keeping my eyes on what the Jets were doing also. I mean, even though Rodgers didn't get into the game, he was still a hoorah cheerleader out there watching the other players play. So, yeah, it was there was a lot to be seen. So, you know, I think this next week coming up, you're going to see, you know, some other people getting some opportunities. And it's, I like seeing these first teams operate, obviously, kind of gives you a kind of stand on where they're going to be, you know, with fantasy rankings and whatnot. And it's just interesting to watch, to, you know, see these guys get out there and while the first team offense is on the field, you know, playing against first team D. So that's pretty cool.
I agree. I watched the Steelers on Friday night, and I thought they looked really good. I thought that Kenny Pickett looked super sharp. That, you know, he only played what, the first drive, but marched him right down the field and had a 33 yard touchdown to George Pickens.
Yeah, that dude's something special, man. He's good.
And then, you know, Trubisky was Trubisky, and I don't understand.
Yeah, that's what I was going to hit on is, you know, Mason Rudolph's probably going to slide into that backup role, and Trubisky's going to be the third stringer because he just – I don't know what happened to that guy, but he's just not doing it, man.
No, Rudolph I thought looked really good. He was 7 for 12 with 132 yards passing and a touchdown. But, yeah, Trubisky, I think he only played one series and came in and threw that interception, and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
Which they probably had seen enough of him at that point also.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then shockingly, and I, you know, I'm not huge and I'm not a Baker Mayfield fan by any stretch of the imagination, and I think it's going to be a very rough year for the Bucks, but I will give him some credit. He didn't look terrible in the one drive that he was out there. But
yeah,
I don't know. I wouldn't put any money on him having a successful season. I'll put it that way.
Yeah. He's just, I don't know. He's, people kind of raise the bar a little too high on him, I think. And he's never going to be able to hit those expectations.
No. I think part of his problem probably is attitude.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you know, the guy was drafted number one overall, which was kind of strange. I don't know if I would have done that, but does he have talent? Sure, but you know, it's also about him forcing things, and I think you've got to learn, you got to have that maturity that you got to take what the defense gives you. This isn't college. You can't just force your way down the field and just, you know, throw the, like you're playing Madden and just throwing the ball up and it just all work out. You know, these guys, this is the NFL, and these defenses, even a bad team, the defense is way better than what you're going to see in college. So you have to learn to take what's given, you know, and be able to move the ball and look for your opportunities to hit that home run, but you just can't go out and hit home runs all the time.
Just, yeah,
it won't work.
Yeah, or you know, you can just fail really hard, and then Netflix will do a special on you, like Manziel.
Yeah,
you know, and that's ridiculous, man. Nobody gives two you know what's about him.
No.
And you know, you get a show done on you on Netflix on basically how you failed and all these hidden adversaries. You know, you got going against you and whatnot, but.
Well, yeah, now he's playing in that league where the fans can, I guess they text in the play that they want ran. And I don't understand it 100% because I've never watched, but I don't even know how you watch it. But I guess that there's, you know, it's like playing Tecmo Bowl or something, that there's plays that pop up on the screen and you text a number with what play you want ran, and the, you know, majority rules, and that's what the play get, and that's the play that gets ran. So I don't know.
Yeah, that's pretty pretty sad.
I watched some highlights also of Panthers, I guess you'd call it that, Panthers and the Jets. And I mean, granted, it's only one game and it's a game, but however, Bryce Young did not look very good.
No. Nope. He threw a pick. It was him or Stroud. I think Stroud might have had one too.
I think they both did, yeah.
During his game. But yeah. Like I said, I couldn't really fully grasp on how they were taken so high in the draft. I know everybody needs a quarterback, but I don't know, man.
For what we'll they see. Gave up, for what they gave up to the Bears to get that, and you know, and throwing picks is one thing, but there was quite a few plays where there was a lot of miscommunication going on. I think that's a nice way to put it. You know, he's got guys on post routes and on curls that are curling on the inside, and he's throwing the ball like it's an out route. You know, nobody's even remotely close to where he's throwing the ball. And that's lack of preparation.
Yeah. Yeah. On another hand though, that one, guy that played for the Gators, he didn't look too bad. Anthony Richardson. He's got a lot of promise in that guy. I guess it's all the Gator that he, had down there in Florida.
Yeah. Well, and you know, and out of all of them, you know, quote unquote experts were saying that he was the roughest around the edges and had the most learning to do out of all of them, but who knows? They could, you know, obviously, like I remember watching a video. Well, not remember. I just saw this not too long ago, but talking about Johnny Manziel, and you had Stephen A. Smith and somebody else just gushing over how he was can't miss franchise quarterback, future Hall of Fame type of a situation. And there you go. He's playing in the Tecmo League or whatever. But I watched a little bit of the 49ers and the Raiders. Did you watch any of that?
Yeah, I watched a little bit of it. The Raiders didn't look like they were having too tough of a time moving the ball.
No.
And that quarterback they got, I just had his name up here. Anyways, he looked pretty good too.
Yeah. On the flip side, Trey Lance did not.
No, man, that guy, excuse me, he needs to figure it out because his shelf life is about to expire. He's been in the league way too long. I know he's been hurt, but, I mean, you either got it or you don't, man. So yeah, I think that's something needs to be looked at there.
Yeah, it looked pretty rough, and
he didn't look purdy, put it that way.
No, he didn't look purdy, you know, and that's something too. And you know, you read all these, you know, projections of how, you know, who's going to be tops in the NFC, and you know, a lot of people, it's about 50-50 on who's going to be number one, the Eagles or the 49ers. I don't think that they're really truly understanding that. If you don't have a good quarterback, you're not going anywhere. And you don't really know for sure what you're going to get out of Purdy.
Right.
But I can tell you Trey Lance and Sam Darnold aren't the answers.
Right. And, you know, if the Eagles, they're sitting pretty right now with what they have. That Hurts has been pretty hell of a quarterback for them. So, you know, if they keep getting the right plays in and utilizing what he can do, man, they're going to be tough.
Yeah.
You heard it here first.
And they had a good draft too.
You
know, drafting in that position, but of course they had the Saints draft pick also. So that helped tremendously. I think that was like the 12th pick or the 13th pick, something like that. So, but they did well outside of that also. They just had an overall good draft. And I would say the only question marks really you have for them is the fact that they lost their offensive coordinator and their defensive coordinator. I think they lost a couple other coaches too, but who knows? You know, coaches can't go out and play the game. But that's probably the only question mark you have about them.
Yeah. Yeah, and like I said, with that, there's so many, you know, you got your defensive coordinator and you got your DBs coach and, you know, your line coach. Mm-hmm. They instill a way into that system. So it's just not, you know, some of the other guys down the chain of command should know what's going on and how things are done. So yeah. Hopefully, you know, it's not too much of a fall off, you know, losing one of the top dogs. Usually those guys can be replaced because, I mean, that's your style. You play that style, so they should know it. So,
yeah, for sure. And then real quick, also, Russell Wilson, I didn't think looked very good either. He finally got a touchdown there towards the end of the first half. Or I guess it was about 7 minutes left in the first half. But up until that, it was pretty ugly. And we've talked about it, but I don't think Coach Payton, as good as he is, I don't think he's going to be able to save Russell Wilson from himself.
Yeah, I don't know. I wish he wouldn't have went there, man. I'm just not too – Russell Wilson, you know, and it's not super fan. That less ride crap gets on my nerves, and I don't know, just his whole scheme that he's got going on is kind of silly to me, but we'll see what happens with him. I don't know.
That's early. But it was nice to see DeMar Allen back out on the field after everything that happened with him. And I think he had 3 tackles or something like that in the game. So
yeah, definitely.
That was cool. But yeah, we'll see what happens next week, but we're inching closer to the regular season. It'll be here before we know it. So, all right, we need to take a break desperately bad. So let's do that. And we'll come back and we'll wrap things up and we'll get on out of here. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy's sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it.
Tune in to Chew on This, Saturdays at noon on WGSO. Tell us what you're cooking or ask us how to cook it with Don Clement and Patty B. We'll share recipes, cooking techniques, everything from sous vide to grilling. Got a favorite kitchen gadget? Let us know about it. Your grandma's secret sauce? Now we're talking. Tips from home cooks for gourmet cooking at your home. Join Don Clement and Patty B for Chew on This, Saturdays at noon on WGSO.
Come on to my house.
Honda, Red Eye Mall. Take a bus downtown to the graveyard shift tonight. Honda, Red Eye Mall. Take a bus downtown to the graveyard shift tonight.
All right. Thanks for sticking around for more of the Something to Say radio show. And it was just announced earlier that the Tampa Rays have had to place Wander Franco on restricted list amid an investigation. And apparently it's over some social media posts and an alleged nature of a relationship between Franco and a younger woman, I assume being underage. Now granted, he is 22, but still, you got to have some more sense than that. And he's had a pretty good season too.
Yeah.
But it's not going to matter if I know he didn't travel with the team to, or are they playing in San Francisco?
I'm not sure where they're at right now, but you can guarantee he's not going to be a part of it until they get find out all the details, what's going on here. That's just, it's crazy, man.
Well, it's apparently it's over a number of social media posts that a girl in the Dominican Republic where he grew up, and but apparently the team released a statement, said the Rays and Wander Franco have mutually agreed that he will go on the restricted list and take a leave from the club for the duration of the current road trip. Doesn't sound very good, man. Not very promising, especially, you know, in the Rays, the one time they do give somebody some money. And yeah, they signed him, 2 years ago to an 11-year, $182 million contract, which is quite a bit for them. That's not usually what they do.
Nope. But, yeah, you just got to be... I mean, it's wrong. I mean, I know the guy's young, but still, man, you're a professional athlete. It shouldn't even come down to that. Just, it's decency, man. I mean, use your head, bro.
Exactly. Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see how that all shakes out. And then also, did you hear about your guy, James Harden, and what he's up to these days?
No, I heard that they weren't going to shop him anymore, though. So yeah. I don't know if he's staying with the team or what's going to happen. He's going to have to cry his way out of there.
Well, he was in China for an Adidas media event over the weekend. And he went on, I guess, at that little whatever it was. I saw the picture of him when he was talking to some you know, kids. But he said that Daryl Morey being the GM of the Sixers, Daryl Morey is a liar and I will never be part of an organization that he's a part of. And then he went on to say, he goes, let me say that again. Daryl Morey is a liar and I will never be part of an organization that he's a part of. Mm-hmm. Because I guess Saturday it was reported that they planned on bringing him to training camp and to start the season, and he wasn't happy about it. But, you know, well, number one, I think he's just a humongous pain in the ass. And I would never have him on my team, but he's butthurt, number one, because he had to take a back seat to Joel Embiid, who, by the way, was the MVP of the league. But number two, he didn't have to sign his extension. It was a player extension or player option for this year. So if you weren't happy, why in the hell would you sign it?
I don't know. I don't think he knows. He's just a big crybaby, man. And he's been a poison everywhere he's went. Within a few weeks, there's always something comes up on the surface about him, you know, not doing this or that, being pissed off about something. And it's just not a good look for him, man. He needs to just shut his mouth and play basketball, you know? Is it that hard? I mean, you're getting a paycheck. It's not like they're not making you do it for free.
No, and he's getting paid very well to do it. And you know, he's got to come to realization also that he's not what he used to be. And him, you know, he's not the one-on-one player that he was. And I think for what he was doing with the Sixers, you know, he led the league in assists. I think that was perfect. You know, I think he was playing, he was in the best possible role for him to succeed that he could be in, but he's just such a crybaby about everything. And I, truthfully, I don't think he's worth $35 million. Not at this point in his career.
No, not for all the stuff he problems he brings to the table.
Exactly. But I just don't get it. Like, if you were unhappy, why would you sign the option and then want to be traded? Why wouldn't you, you know, if you think you're as good as what you believe, you know, the way you're portraying yourself, why wouldn't you go out and test free agency?
Good question, man.
You know, that's where I don't get it, because what I'm getting to is the bottom line is in his heart of hearts, he knows he's not going to get $35.6 million on the open market.
Mm-mm. Not anymore.
Absolutely not. So he took that because then he's guaranteed that. And then he wants out. And I would tell him just, you know, whatever, man, stay home.
Yeah.
You know,
yep. Be like, have a good year and get a bigger TV and you enjoy some football.
Exactly. But I just can't stand the guy. I never was big on him. I didn't think he was, you know, everything everybody hyped him up to be. I mean, at one point people were trying to compare him to MJ. I'm like, no.
There ain't no way. He couldn't hold.
No.
Yeah.
He couldn't carry Mike's jockstrap in a suitcase.
Nope.
So, but yeah. All right. Well, we desperately need to get out of here. We're out of time. So let's get on down the road, and we'll be back tomorrow with more. Until then, remember, if you're going to be dumb, you got to be tough. We'll talk to you later.
If you're going to be dumb, you got to be tough. When you get knocked down, you got to get back up. I ain't the sharpest knife in the drawer, but I know enough to know. If you're going to be dumb, you got to be tough.
For more Something to Say Radio Show content, go to somethingtosayradioshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at @S2S Radio Show. And you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/somethingtosayradio. Biggie's.